Kutva, hope you had an awesome Shabbos. So this Shabbos, the Torah portion has one of the most famous statements of all time said by the Jewish people at the time when they received the Torah. Now, when being offered the Torah and asked if they wanted it, the Jews responded with this two-word phrase, an important one to know because it continues to guide us to this very day. The words they said were, Naaseh v'nishma, which translates as, we will do, and then we will listen. Basically saying, yep, we will do whatever you ask, regardless of what's in it. We agree to it before we even hear what it is. Now listen, all the commentaries ask on this response, saying, isn't that just a little reckless to agree to a deal before you even know what's in it? I mean, whenever a person's asked to enter into a relationship or a partnership, wouldn't they logically first ask what the terms are and then make an educated decision? So why did the Jewish people decide to go to this agreement all in before even knowing what exactly they were getting themselves into to begin with? So listen, there is so much to discuss on this, but tonight let's start with a very fundamental and foundational answer to this question. See, if you don't know the person you're getting into business with, then you obviously want to see what it's all about. I mean, who is this person? Can I trust them? What do they know? And does this make sense? But what if the person is really, really good to you, saved your lives countless times, been there for you, always had your best interest in mind, seems really smart, even did miracles for you, literally. And then they said, you know what? There's something really special about you, and I'm looking to find someone to help me transform the world with goodness. Do you want to partner with me? At that point, think about it. What is a more expected and reasonable response? Would you say, sounds interesting. You know what? Let me think about it and look over the contract if you can send it over. Or is it more likely you would say something like, of course, I'm in. I mean, you've always been there for me, have proven yourself. And in fact, I'm humbled by the fact that you think little old me is actually worthy of partnering up with you. See, when a Jew accepts Torah, what they're basically saying is that they trust God. I mean, look at the miracle of Jewish history, how we've defied all odds, and if I do say so myself, live quite an elevated moral and spiritual existence because of his direction, because of the Torah, our eternal bond. And so when the Jews were signing on to the Jewish project, they didn't need to bring it to their lawyers first to review all the fine print. They simply led with the word Naaseh. We'll do it all. Just give me the papers and I'll sign it. And it's that unwavering commitment and trust in Hashem that continues to propel our continuity to this very day. And so on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.